This is David Allen Carmichael with this Faith and Freedom Show.
Hey, folks, Faith and Freedom fans, I'm talking to Chris Klicka here from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Very important organization. They're doing a lot of work on your behalf. And I've asked Chris Klicka. He's come and he's volunteered. He's a Florida lawyer, I understand it. And he's going to tell you guys about the Homeschool Legal Defense Organization. You can check it out at hslda.org. And thank you for coming, Chris Klicka. Can you just tell our Florida audience what Homeschool Legal Defense Association is and does and things like that?
Well, thanks for having me. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association is a group of attorneys, nonprofit organization that was founded in 1983. The goal is to protect the right of parents to teach their children at home.
HSLDA, their goal is to protect really homeschoolers. We've had a couple of people that we've interviewed that are homeschooling their children, and sometimes they have problems with child services and stuff like that. And I'm going to ask you a question about one of your cases that showed up on your website. What are the kind of things that you do specifically to help people?
Back in 1983, it was illegal to homeschool in all but five states, and we worked hard to win the right in the courts and the legislatures to win the right to homeschool, and we've won. Praise God, we've won, and it's legal in all 50 states now. But now we are trying to work to maintain the freedom. And we have a lot of school officials and superintendents and legislators and social workers that would like to see homeschooling return back to being illegal or severely restricted. And so if a family joins us, they are able to get protected. We right now have 90,000 families that are members, and we have about 10,000 legal conflicts a year that we're able to resolve on behalf of families. Sometimes it's a social worker at the door inquiring or wanting to come in and interrogate the children. Sometimes it's a situation where a truant officer gets a tip from a neighbor that the children are not in school, and the neighbor indicates that the children are not in school. The truant officer's at the door. Sometimes we have situations where a family withdraws their child from public school, and they just turn it over to the prosecutor, and they get a summons. You know, we have all kinds of situations. Sometimes a homeschooler is just faced with discrimination trying to get into a college, a homeschool graduate, or get into the military. You name it. We do it on behalf of the homeschoolers to protect their right and their constitutional right, I should say, to homeschool.
One of the things on your website, you had a case, of course, you call it Smith. You pick a arbitrary last name, and it was a family in Florida. It was a doctor, and somebody had given an anonymous tip. Somebody came to the door, left a note, and then basically forced their way with great threats into the family's home and basically put their hands on the children, checking under their shirts, and it was a completely unwarranted search. Are you seeing an increase, a decrease, or is it pretty much staying the same how many times you're having to deal with kind of a renegade social worker?
I would say that it's increasing, particularly in Florida. We have a more difficult situation because of the way that the law is written in Florida. In Florida, social workers have the right to interview children. in most other states, they don't. We can keep them away from the children. But in Florida, they have a right to interview the children. Even if they get an anonymous tip, and it's totally fabricated, which many times anonymous tips are, that's why people don't give their names, because they're mad at their neighbor or the relative or somebody, and they're using the social workers against them, even though it's false. But in Florida, even though it's false, and you're trying to tell the social worker it's false, they have a right to talk to your children. However, they don't have a right to interview them alone, so you can be present when they're interviewing them. They cannot come into your home because we have a Fourth Amendment right in our U.S. Constitution that guarantees, you know, every citizen the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And a social worker is a government official, and they cannot come in to your house unless they have a warrant signed by the judge. So what we normally do is just have the parent step out with the child and then talk to the social worker out on the porch or something like that. But social worker problems have become more and more frequent around the country, and I think part of it is just the training that social workers get. I went to a class, continuing legal education class, so I can continue to be a lawyer. I have to get 12 hours every year of training, and I decided to go in to one class where a social worker instructed lawyers. The social worker explained that these are the categories for potential abuse, likely abuse, and she almost described to the T a homeschool family. It showed us that this is where the social workers, you know, why they're coming against homeschoolers, you know, because the very training they get is wrong. In Virginia, we were able to correct it. That's where we're based. The situation remains a problem, and that's why we think it's important that families who homeschool be part of Homeschool Legal Defense Association so that they can ensure that their rights are protected.
Now, I'm going to give a plug for your organization here. The reason I had Mr. Chris Klicka come talk to us is that, you know, he's telling you this information about your Fourth Amendment rights, but I'm telling you, when you're there and you've got a social worker who brings some sheriffs or police officers with them, with or without a warrant, what happens is you look like the bad guy. And so if you stand for your Fourth Amendment rights and then later they ask you in court, were they cooperative? No, Your Honor, they claim their Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, you're going to look like the bad guy. But when you have Chris Klicka, a Florida lawyer for a very, a very strong organization, speaking on the speakerphone very calmly to the police officers, explaining the law, and all of a sudden the police officers are now giving a little scrutiny toward the social worker. They become now little mitigators, you know, they're there to keep the peace. That's why I'm giving a plug for HSLDA, folks. If you have any interest in homeschooling your kids and you think you want to go at it alone and go toe-to-toe with these guys, it's stacked against you. And so I understand it's still $10 a month to become a member. And then once you become a member, essentially, when somebody comes knocking at your door, I've got my HSLDA membership card right next to my office. I can tell you the phone number right now because I look up and there it is. So if anybody ever comes to the door, the first thing we would do besides saying, hold on a minute, is somebody's going to be punching the phone number. And I'm pretty savvy on this stuff, but I'm not even going to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? So is that kind of the kind of things that you guys are really dealing with? Is that how you suggest people deal with these situations when it happens?
Yeah, definitely. Is that, if you're a member of Homeschool Legal Defense, they can just say, excuse me 1 minute when the social worker's at the door, and then call Homeschool Legal Defense Association. I'll likely get on the line, and since I cover Florida, amongst other states as well, and you can pass the phone out the door, and I'll talk to them, find out what the allegations are, and explain your rights, and you know, set the tone for the conversation that is you know, subsequent. It takes the pressure off of you, again helps you to preserve your rights so that the social worker doesn't run roughshod over what, you know, what your rights are. And social workers will. What they want to do, what they're told to do, is they'll have a list of 20 questions to ask your child, and they want to come in the home, and they want to search your house, look at your refrigerator, interview everybody in the house. We contain that so that they only talk about what they're there for. For instance, on their list of questions, let's say they got an anonymous tip that says that the children are not supervised. They should be talking about that and that only. But they go through this questionnaire where they ask, are there any guns in the house? Where do your parents, you know, touch you? They'll get into homeschooling, all kind of things. It has nothing to do with why they're there. We would just politely tell them, we're not going to answer that question. We will talk about the supervision, and we can contain it. God's been gracious to us so that we've been very highly successful in protecting families' rights. We've never had a family yet that has had to stop homeschooling because of a legal contact. We're able to preserve that. If it does go to court, we will send a lawyer down to defend you. And lots of situations, as is needed, we'll file civil rights cases against a social worker. And we've won those cases, and you know, we've won damages for the homeschoolers. We had one clerk of a court say, you know, wow, we've never had anybody challenge the social workers, the child welfare system before. And but that's the kind of work we do. We want to protect families' God-given rights to train and educate their children. We have 8 lawyers. We all homeschool. It's a desire of our heart is to see that freedom continue in America.
Well, thank you very much, Chris Click. I appreciate you. And I've been obviously participating in homeschooling myself. I've been watching the work you've been doing for quite a while. And I just appreciate your service and your ministry. And I just want to say thank you. And thank you for coming to the Eagle 104.3 FM.
You bet. I'm just glad to participate. And God bless you.
Thank you. Well, folks, that is Chris Klicka, Homeschool Legal Defense Association. That's hslda.org. I encourage you to go on there, and actually there's a thing telling about what's going on in different states. Read what's going on in Florida. There's some interesting things. You can read that article that I talked about at the beginning of this session, and we're going to come back. We'll talk about the issues today. Hey, give me a call, 888-850-1872. Who went to the meeting? I hope you went to the meeting. Give us a call, 888-850-1872.